إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, I want to share with you some thoughts about the importance of the correct sequence of education. We spoke yesterday about the issue of preparation before technique. So today I want to talk about what is that preparation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the sequence of education in the Quran. In Surah Al-Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, He said that in the creation of the heavens and the earth and the alternation of the day and the night, there are signs for people of intelligence. And then he described those people and he said, these are the people who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, standing, sitting and lying down. And then he said, وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Allah did not say, أَوْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Allah said, وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Allah said, and then they reflect in the creation of the heavens and the earth. Reflect meaning anything to do with reflection, with thinking, with research, with development, with invention. And then as a result of this sequence of education, recognizing their Rabb and remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then doing research in the world and how it was created, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the result of that. رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Allah said, they say, when they do this, then the reality opens on them. It becomes clear to them. So they say, O our Rabb, you have not created this in vain. This is not an accident, didn't happen just like that. You created this for a purpose and save us from the fire. So their thinking goes towards the Akhirah. The reason I'm saying this is because we have fractured our education. And it's not something that happened now. It's something that happened almost 300 years ago, but sadly it continues. If you look at the star maps of the world, northern and southern hemispheres, you will find that more than 60% of the names of stars are of Arabic origin. More than 60% of the names of stars are Arabic. The numerals, the numbers we use are Arabic numbers. What we write thinking it's English, it's not English, it's Arabic numbers. The entire science of algebra from which come the algorithms which we work with are all Arabic. But interestingly, if you look at the number of Nobel Prizes that have been won from 1900 to 2010, 110 years, 25% of them were won by Jewish people. 25%. And Muslims won 2.5 prizes, because the third prize is shared by two people, one of whom is a Muslim. In 110 years, 2 Nobel Prizes by Muslims and 25% by Jewish people. What is the population of the two? As of today, 16 million Jews in the world. And as of today, probably more than 1.5 billion Muslims, which means that there are 1,000 Muslims for every Jew. But this is the relationship of education. And the reason for that is because we fractured education. As I was telling you, I've been watching Planet Earth 2 and listening to David Attenborough's wonderful commentary on it. And what goes around and around my mind is, how does a man like David Attenborough, who's seeing the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala up so close, how is it that he does not recognize Allah? And the reason is this, because of the fracturing of education, because the sequence of education is not followed. So either we have people who are doing only religious education, theological theory, or we have people who are doing only scientific research without understanding who the creator is. So they make great strides in scientific research. The amazing thing is that Planet Earth 2, or even the first one, Planet Earth 1, the only reason we are able to see the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala up so close is because of the development in photography. If it wasn't for the development in photography, all of those things were there from the day Allah created them. There's nothing new. BBC didn't create those things. It's just that because of the development of photography, we are able to see those things up so close. But the people who do not recognize Allah, who do not know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they still do not see the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His creation. Whereas Allah said very clearly, "Inna fi khalqi samawati wal ardi wa ikhtilafi al-layli wan nahar la ayatin li ulil albab." The very first ayat which were revealed in the Quran, "Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq." Allah said, read in the name of the one who has created, your Rabb, who has created everything. So the creation is the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which needs to be studied. And if you read the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in it. And that is the purpose of education. The purpose of education is to bring these two things together, is to remove this fracturing of education the way we do it and create, which is the source and the cause of all the ignorance. So even though Jewish people may have won 25% of the Nobel Prizes, the fact remains that they do not recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what is the point of that? But before we trash that education and we say, which is this seems to be our tendency, Muslims, we trash that education. Don't send children to university. We hear all kinds of fatwas. Somebody said the other day, just teach girls only to cook and to sew and to take care of their husband. That's it. Nothing else is required. So I said, good, do that. You will lose them all. Simple as that. They will walk out of your house and you will have no control over them. If you think that the women of today are going to sit down there and sew your buttons and cook for you, and if you think that they are going to consider that to be the purpose of their creation, then you are seriously, I have to ask you, which weed are you smoking? Because you are obviously seriously out of touch with reality. So the point is that we trash all that. Now, I always say to people who want to trash all kinds of Western education, I said, no problem, please do trash it. Absolutely rubbish, nonsense, kafir education, we don't need it. Then you must also trash everything that you are using which comes out of that education. Because that is honesty, right? That's integrity and honesty. You must trash everything that comes out of that education. Now let me see how you live your life. Because every single thing, I mean, without exception, from in any aspect of our life, whether it's medicine, whether it's technology, whether it's the clothes we wear, whether it's the food we eat, whether it's the buildings and houses we live in, every single thing comes out of what you and I like to call Western education. There is not one single nail which is manufactured in a Muslim country or which comes out of an Islamic origin. And don't tell me that long story about how 700 years ago something was happening in Spain. We know all that. That doesn't cut any ice. Just because you discover something doesn't mean anything. Somebody else took it and developed it. That's why I love reading history, because every time I read history, I learn something new. The most ironic thing was that when Ferdinand and Isabella, who wiped out Islam from Spain, when they brought in their armies into Granada and Andalusia, they burnt libraries. But unlike the Mongols, they burnt them very selectively. They burnt all religious books, but they preserved all scientific books. The Arabs had translated scientific books, and they had also written amazing amount of scholarship that happened at that point in time. The entire world of science was in the hands of Muslims. They discovered things, they created things, they invented things, they did all kinds of stuff. The people who removed and wiped out every trace of Islam, imagine what kind of hatred they must have had. Every single Muslim was removed from Spain. They preserved the scientific books of the Arabs. Because they knew where they were going to get benefit from. But imagine, the same people who preserved the scientific books, they burned the Quran. Why? How is it that they did not see value in where that science came from? Because it came from, where did the Arabs get it from? They got it from following the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where Allah said, do research. So they did research. And that's where when we fracture education, this happened long time ago. As I'm saying, it's not your fault or my fault. What is and will be our fault is if we continue this ridiculous situation. And therefore, it is extremely important for us to support all kinds of education, which is holistic in nature, which integrates these two things, which brings Allah into the class, which teaches science from the lens of Islam, which enables the person to see the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his creation. This is what education must do, and this is where we have to focus our attention on and support all those initiatives that are happening in the world, whether it's schools and so on and so forth, which are doing this. I'm not saying support schools which are purely secular. It makes no sense, because I mean, let them do whatever they're doing. We are not against it, but I'm saying at the same time that supporting only that doesn't help. We need to integrate the two. Because the other thing which happens with this integration, and that is where the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes. You might say, well, what is the need for zikr? The zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes because it is only with that ethics and morals come into play as part of education, not as part of some moral science class. But ethics and values, the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means what? Means obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when the person learns obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you get morality with the education. Today that's not happening, and that's the reason why some of the best educated people in the world are the most barbaric and they are the most, inhuman. See who is committing the great atrocities in the world. They're not being committed by people who are uneducated. They're being committed by people who are very highly educated. Who is building arms? People who are highly educated. The most sophisticated science today, unfortunately, does not go into saving life. It goes into taking life. The most advanced scientific and technological inventions are in the area of military research, not in the area of life-saving, not even in the area of space exploration. It's in the area of military. What does military do except for killing people and destroying the environment, destroying the world? But that is the reason for that is because there is complete disconnect with the Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. So the issue of ethics and morals doesn't come into the picture. So it's perfectly logical and sensible for a person like that to create a weapon of mass destruction which destroys life, knowing that to kill people is haram. He doesn't care. He doesn't care. When he meets Allah, he will know. But in this world, he doesn't care, so he spreads, despite the fact that he's so-called educated. He might have 10 PhDs, but he does not have morality. And that's because of this fracturing of education. So therefore, I submit to you and I remind myself and you, let us create initiatives for holistic, integrated education. And let us support every initiative for holistic, integrated education. And insist that education must be holistic and integrated. Not these two things. Not only the Quran and Sunnah and so on without any connection with the world. And not only the world without any connection with Allah. Both of them are wrong. Both of them are wrong and both of them are examples of fracturing of education. We need to bring this together and integrate the two, so that we then have رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. That's the only way that will come, by following the sequence of teaching and learning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us in the Quran. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ.